Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of March, recording at 9:06 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Stock markets were mostly firm in here today in Asia and Europe, but Wall Street surrendered some early gains and closed with modest losses, 0.5% in the NASDAQ, a little over 1% in the Dow and the S&P. And in long-dated government bonds, prices steadied a bit today, particularly I notice in Europe. The U.S. dollar was hit hard once again, and precious metals were firm once again. Indeed, all commodities, I believe, were quite firm in here today. And gold, which had such a stunning rebound yesterday, is currently trading at $959 as I speak. And we had platinum breaking upwards from its current trading range, currently showing at $1,131. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have had a good rebound, but they're now up near levels of possible resistance. And with the S&P 500, for instance, that did back away from 800 here again today, did so yesterday as well. Now, that's hardly surprising given the sharp bounce that we have had, and given that, say, 800 for the S&P is a psychological resistance level. And also, there is previous trading near that low. It was psychological support for a while before it broke, before the S&P broke downwards. So it would hardly be surprising if we saw a little bit of consolidation at near current levels. However, it would require downward dynamics and eventually closes in new low ground to completely consign this rally to being no more than just another temporary technical rally within the overall downward trend. That's possible, obviously, because we do still have the declining moving averages. We know how grim the news developments are, et cetera, et cetera. But I would be inclined to give the rally the benefit of the doubt, given the low levels that markets had reached, given the additional measures that have been taken, and the additional measures that are likely to be taken, as every effort, including now and plenty of quantitative easing, is thrown at the economy and the markets, and there is a lot of liquidity sloshing around out there. The turning point really for the stock market is not dependent on some sudden dramatic improvement in the economy. That won't happen. It will slowly get less worse, and then it will slowly get better. But the turn in the stock market really depends, I believe, on an environment in which the bulls holding cash are emboldened to step up some of their purchases, and they'll only do that if they see that the market is no longer falling. And if the bears, who have been very, very aggressive, feel that it's becoming harder, to the point of becoming eventually a mug's game in the next uptrend. Now, we're a long way away from the next sort of confirmed uptrend, which would require breaks above the declining 200-day moving averages, and then for those moving averages to turn around and start moving higher again. At that stage, we'll be in a bull market. So we're a long way away from that at this stage. But there are more than a few signs of overall base formation development. And as I've said on so many occasions, those have been led by fuller money themes. Asian emerging markets led by China, and also by resources markets, emerging resources markets led by Brazil. And there are quite a few stock markets that did not break downwards this year to new bear market lows. So the overall background is not all that discouraging in terms of base formation development, but it's not confirmed, and it can't be confirmed until we get until more time has elapsed and we see more progress on the upside. The Wall Street leash effect, of course, is a powerful force. So if Wall Street were to head back down through its lows, no doubt that it would take most, if not all, of the OECD markets with it. But would it take all of the emerging markets which have been showing a better relative performance with it? Would it take also the tech indices with it? Those are questions that we can't answer today. But needless to say, if Wall Street were to go back down and through its lows, that would certainly be a major headwind for other stock market indices that were holding up somewhat better. Conversely, if Wall Street is able to push higher within its range, and I maintain that we need to see the S&P above that 880 level to have a little bit of a comfort zone in terms of the overall technical action there. But above that 880 level, then I think we would have a neutral Wall Street leash, neutral to benign leash effect. And in that event, I would expect some of the emerging markets and the tech indices to do extremely well. So it's an interesting environment overall. I am rolling forward. I'm going to allow my expiring March contracts in the stocks, European stocks 50 index, and also in the French CAC index to be rolled forward here today, despite a very short-term possible overextension to this rally. Now, looking elsewhere, the government bonds have been boosted by the quantitative easing seen and actually feared. And I'm always of the view that I don't like to be on the wrong side of what a central bank is doing. So if central banks want to throw billions and billions at their respective bond markets, that's not the time for me to actually be shorting them. But equally, I don't feel at all interested in going in and buying those indices, certainly not at this stage. It would have been a good idea back in October, perhaps, but not at this stage, because they've already seen an extremely good rally, and all this quantitative easing is inevitably sowing the seeds for an inflationary problem. And you saw some of the evidence of that in the rebound that we saw by commodity prices yesterday and in here today. And so I think that there are more interesting and promising trades. So I think we're spoiled for, and investments. I think we're spoiled for choice here, actually. Certainly, the weaker dollar. And yesterday, I said that I felt that we were close to that point where fear of the U.S. stock market, fear of the U.S.-led economic meltdown, was probably near the end of its reign as the main influence on the gold price, and that fear for a fear of a weakening U.S. dollar and just competitive devaluations generally would be the new and more powerful story, more powerful theme for potential buyers of gold. Now, it isn't as if a switch is thrown in the night and suddenly everything changes in terms of influences, sentiment influences. If Wall Street were to take out its lows, then that would revive that fear factor, and if Wall Street were to fall sharply, then that might well weigh on the gold price. Conversely, if Wall Street holds and pushes back up above the 800 level on the S&P 500 index, I think in response to the Fed's quantitative easing, I have little doubt that currency concern, fiat currency concern, and future inflation problems would be the driving forces behind the gold bull market, which remains very much intact. Strategically, as we always say, best to pick it up on setbacks. But we have had an absolutely fascinating couple of weeks here, and we've got another day to go this week. But I find the markets fascinating practically all the time. But this has been absolutely riveting stuff in here. And it will be very interesting to see how quickly and persistently the US dollar does retrace its previous gains. Just gonna have a sip of water. Certainly, I think we've seen enough damage, technical damage, to totally torpedo that ridiculous assumption that the US dollar was somehow a safe haven currency, or that the US was going to somehow lead the world out of the very sort of crisis that that it created. I've said on many occasions, it will be the stronger economies in terms of current account surpluses, lots of foreign exchange reserves, high savings rates, and a generally better GDP growth rate that that will lead the recovery, not the US, not the OECD markets. Now, if the dollar does continue to move downwards, albeit at a somewhat slower rate than we've seen over the last couple of days, when I think a number of traders have chopped some very, very substantial dollar long positions. But if it does continue downwards, even at a moderate rate, I think that puts a firm floor under many commodity prices. Remember, commodities had been very, very depressed for a while, precious metals excepted. But even some of the precious metals are still only in the comparatively early stages of recovery. I would put platinum, for instance, in that category. Among the most interesting here, we've mentioned before that zinc and lead and copper are leading this move on the upside. I think copper is the one that speaks most loudly to me at this stage, and I'll look to increase my long position. It had another good day in here today, and the chart pattern is very consistent and very bullish. What else to mention here? There's some tree intriguing situations. Owen has pointed out that natural gas chart on a number of occasions, and including how stretched it is on the downside. And I'm putting it in the chart section on the website here today, and we have the makings of a weekly key day reversal. All it has to do is stay near current levels. And that current level is $4.17. If it holds near there, let alone higher, we have the weekly key reversal. And we've also seen a good upward dynamic in here today just to break the short-term downtrend consistency. But there are many commodities that look promising. Of all of them, my hunch is that after the precious metals, that something like copper would be among the least risky. So, interesting times. And in terms of currencies, say I would like to reopen some of my dollar short trades. But again, I didn't want to pay up in here today, and I have shorted the yen again, or I put it the correct way around. I've bought the New Zealand and Australian dollars against the Japanese yen. Remember, it was the Japanese who first gave their currency a nudge, and that's been overlooked here in the last couple of days. But I think we'll see the yen weaken further in coming months. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you until tomorrow.